This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the stinking truth.
Okay, so that's what you got going on in the AFC. Over in the NFC, I feel like I ask this question to you every single week. What is going on with the 49ers? At some point, it's not just a slump. It's a problem.
Yeah. It is a problem. They're sitting at 5-5. They've lost three games. They're 3-1 in their own division. They've given up a lead to Arizona late in the fourth quarter. They've given up the lead to the Rams late in the fourth quarter. They've given up a lead to Seattle late in the fourth quarter. By the way, Seattle took that ball and drove it 80 yards, and then Geno Smith scores on a 13-yard scramble or something of that nature to seal that victory away. And, oh, by the way, they've had Christian McCaffrey the last two weeks, and they haven't cured their red zone woes, their red zone issues, their scoring issues. They only put up 17 points last week against Seattle Seahawks. And what, 3 or 4 weeks ago without Christian McCaffrey, they hung like 35 or 34 on them. So there's an issue, Mike. It's just, it's more than that. It's their defense not being able to get a critical stop in critical moments. It's their offense not being able to score in the red zone. It's turnovers. It's mistakes. And hell, their star receiver, Deebo Samuel, is trying to choke out the deep snapper and the kicker. That, to me, is frustration boiling over from you guys not being worth a squirt of urine when it comes to scoring the football. Like, there are real issues right here with San Francisco. And frankly, I don't think they're going to fix them, Mike. I don't think they're going to – they're not winning that division. I don't think they're going to win that division. And based on them not winning the division, like, they're not going to the playoffs this year.
Are you rethinking Brock Purdy? Are you rethinking paying Brock Purdy one of these massive contracts?
Well, I think he still has 1 year left on his deal, right? So, you know, I mean, obviously, based upon this season, and what do we always say about big-time quarterbacks? Big-time quarterbacks cover warts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at what Josh Allen. Josh Allen's having his best season with a bunch of no-names that went out and got Cooper, right? But he was doing it with you know, some guy named Shakir whose hips don't lie. Like, come on now. Like, he was doing it with also-rans. And so, you know, it's big time. It's what you're asking guys to do. We're asking Mahomes to make a bunch of guys his guys. Like, we ask big-time quarterbacks to do that. And Brock Purdy, although he's been good, Mike, he hasn't elevated that team the way you think a big-time quarterback is going to elevate a team. So, yeah, I think you've got to have second thoughts about paying him the going rate. Now, if you're going to say, hey, man, we're going to get you on the $35 million a year Geno Smith deal,
right?
Then, yeah, we'll pay you that. But we ain't going to the Dak Prescott $60 million, $55 million a year deal. That ain't going to happen.
So whereas we look right now at the AFC and they're contenders, right? There's no real clear-cut favorite. NFC is everybody playing for second to Detroit. Do you see anybody knocking off Philly? Sounds like, all right, so have you done a 180 on Philly this year from where you were at the beginning of the season to where you are now?
Philly is playing great football.
Okay.
And now I would, my number one team, it's been this way for 11 weeks, is Detroit. You know how I feel about Detroit. You know how I feel about how powerful they are, how they can beat you any way you want to play. If you want to play that snot-nosed physical style of football, they can beat you doing that. If you want to play, you know, a finesse style where they throw it down the football field, they can beat you doing that. They can beat you any way you want to play. And I think they're the best team in football. I think they've got the best tandem of backs in football. I think they've got great receivers. I think their quarterback is playing at an incredibly high level. Hey, listen, when you can turn the ball over five times on the road in Houston in a, you know, in a primetime game, and you can go, that's all right, we can still find a way to win. And that just shows you how damn good they are. And then they scored every freaking drive against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Like, they're legit. But I'm going to tell you right now, Philadelphia, like, offensively, with Saquon Barkley, with a healthy Jalen Hurts, who was hurt last year, they've implemented that quarterback run game back in there, the RPO game, getting him outside the numbers, all those things. Very important to what Philly does, what they do exceptionally well, what took them to the Super Bowl in the 2022 season, and what was ailing them last year, not having that. They've got that back, plus with Saquon, really good stuff. You know, so I think that's great. But really where they set themselves apart to me is on the defensive side of the ball. What they're doing on the defensive line, the rotation they have, the physicality with which they play. Carter has just been a one-man wrecking crew. They're playing great football there. And then what they've done in the secondary, Mitchell is incredible, right? This DeJean is playing lights out the nickel. Like when Darius Slay, who's been a big-time player in this league for a long time, becomes your third-best corner, like, you got something going on in Philly. Like, they're loaded on that side of the ball.
So is that the answer then, the simple answer to how Nick Sirianni got his groove back? Because, you know, we were talking about this early in the season. What's wrong with Philadelphia? You know, what happened at the end of last year? They just don't look the same. Sirianni seems to have lost it.
Yeah, they started, like, they've really leaned into the quarterback. They've leaned into what he does well. I thought last year, and part of this, I think, you know, hindsight being 2020, I think the reason they pulled all the run stuff away from him is because of the injuries that he was suffering. Just trying to get himself healthy. And then I think the other thing is, if you listen to Nick Sirianni just after this last game, you know, they play Thursday night, they play against Washington. It's a tight game all the way through until they pull away in the fourth quarter. But you just listen to Nick. I mean, he's heard the criticism, you know, him jawing with fans and some of the lack of, you know, fourth down efficiency, kicking a field goal in a fifth, you know, in a sheeting rainstorm and all this stuff that has happened. You can hear him in the way he addresses the media, understanding that he's made a lot of, like, stupid decisions, if you will. So you could see that some of that stuff has changed. So good for Nick Sirianni for listening to himself. And don't forget this, man. He's lost coordinator. Shane Steichen leaves and goes to coach Indianapolis. You know, they new defensive coordinators, new offensive coordinators. He goes with Kellen Moore this year. Them finding that rhythm, him allowing those guys to coach. Good for Nick. I mean, I personally like Nick. I like Nick a lot. Now, there's a lot of the decisions on fourth down. Like, when you go for it, when you've got a 16-0 lead and you don't understand the difference between a three-score game and a two-score game and you go for two, like, that is remarkably stupid. And so, you know, I think he's owned that stuff. He's looked at it and go, okay, yeah, you got me on that one. All right, that was dumb. But, you know, I think he's shown you know, he's just shown that he kind of gets some of that stuff. So good for Nick for figuring that stuff out.
Well, once again, Mark Schlereth, you have found yourself in the crosshairs in a war with another team's fan base. And now it's the New York. Well, actually, this is the new one. You're kind of circling back. You've had a long and glorious history when it comes to New York Giant fans. And the events of this week have led you to square off with them again.
Well, just because they're stupid. Yeah, I mean, the New York, you cannot, I don't care how.
And you're shocked, people. Aren't you shocked, people, when you hear that Mark gets at it? Like, I mean, I know. I think we're all stunned. So,
well, you, even if you're the most ardent Giants fan, what they did this week was stupid, right? And you know, and God bless my guy Adam Schefter, who came out and tweeted out that that they went with Tommy DeVito, Tommy Cutlets, because Tommy DeVito knows the offense a little bit better than Drew Lock. Okay, so just let me walk you through the stupidity of the New York Giants.
Yes, please. Deconstruct the stupidity.
Let me walk you through it. Okay. Yeah. One, Daniel Jones, they sign him to a $140 million contract, right? Or $160 million contract, 4 years. You knew that he couldn't play.
Yep.
But instead of, you know, going into the draft, working the draft, finding a way to move up and take one of the quarterbacks as his replacement, you went out on a wing and a prayer that somebody would sprinkle fairy dust on your organization. All of a sudden, he would learn how to play. So that was the decision you made, right, when full well you knew he couldn't. You knew he couldn't. I knew he couldn't. Everybody out there, every Giants fan, right, knew that he wasn't the answer. Okay, we all knew it. And they knew it as an organization. And, you know, they just were like, hey, we're just going to believe and hope. And maybe if we get him a Malik Nabers, then all of a sudden he's going to become a guy that can discern the difference between open and not open. And he can throw it on time. And he can, like it's all going to magically, all the shit that we've seen for the last however many years is all magically going to disappear. And it's going to be, you know, this miraculous, oh, the sky opens and he's going to get it. So that was the first mistake the Giants made. Then they go out and sign Drew Lock to a one-year deal as the primary backup, which he becomes the primary backup, and he is the primary backup through the first 11 weeks of the season. He's the guy, okay? He's the dude. So let me tell you how this works. When you're the backup, first, when you're the starter, you get almost all the reps. Go to a Peyton Manning practice. The backup never takes a rep.
No.
Ever.
Ever.
He's a rep hog. Every starting quarterback I know is a rep hog. They don't want any, they want to take every single rep because let's face it, physically, it's not like you're getting worn out, right? So they want every single rep. So if you get a couple of reps, it's just a couple. It's not like Tommy Cutlets is getting any of the second team reps in the Giants practice all season long. He's not getting reps. And then the backup, where the backup gets his reps is where? In scout team. So the backup is taking the reps in scout team. And if the third team guy gets a rep, it's two or three reps here or there in scout team, not in the team drills, not, hey, first and 10, not, hey, second down and 7+, not third downs, not red zone, not goal line, not any of that. He's not getting any reps. And then the Giants have the audacity to lie to Adam Schefter and everybody else to say, well, you know, Tommy Cutlets really knows the offense better than Drew Lock. So did they just find this out on week 12? You know what? We just did an assessment. We gave them both the test, and it turns out Tommy knows the offense better than Drew Lock. You just figured that out week 12. So you're telling me that Drew Lock was good enough to be the backup quarterback through the entirety of the regular season, meaning that if Daniel Jones got hurt or that ACL that he had reconstructed acted up and they needed to move on from Daniel Jones in any particular game, they gave it to the guy who knew less about the offense than the third team guy who knew more about it. If that was truly the case, Tommy Cutlets would have been the backup quarterback and not Drew Lock. This is a clown show.
Well, all right. I think it's fair to accuse the Giants of something here. Stupidity or just being cheap? Because is this a more case of follow the money? And Drew Lock's got a lot more money tied up in incentives that could be reachable if he plays. And that's why he's not getting the start. So is this more about when they say it's not about the money, it's always about the money. So is that what's in play here?
So for all you fans out there that are Giants fans going, hey, it's about tanking, right? So we need that draft pick. What are you doing from a cultural standpoint to your organization? If it's about the money, Mike, and let's say that yours truly is a free agent.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next year. And it's a smaller world that we live in now than it's ever been, right? Everybody has all the information. We're all on social media. We see it all, right? And yours truly is offered the same amount of money, the same amount of years, and my choice comes between the Giants and some other team. And I know what the Giants did to Drew Lock, and I know they cheap-assed him and didn't want to pay him any incentives. So they didn't let him play. He's on a one-year contract, like gambling on himself, and you made that decision. You think I'm coming to your shitty-ass organization to play for your shitty-ass ownership because that's the type of decision you make as a football team? No, thank you. Now, if I have nowhere else to go, I'll go there. Or if you're paying me a lot more money. But if you're paying me a lot more money and that's the decision I'm making a decision to be an independent contractor. Yeah. So, you know what? It's the unintended consequences of making a stupid-ass decision like this that's going to cost the Giants down the road. So, like you can make those decisions, but you're a clown show, an absolute clown show.
Well, I'm sure this impassioned defense by you will convince every Giant fan out there the error of their ways, and they'll come around to you being right.
Giants, you're welcome.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.